You're with SBS Radio.
Here with me on the phone for SBS Radio, Mrs. Maryam El Azraoui, the OCP Group's Legal Director in charge of corporate affairs. Mrs. El Azraoui, thank you so much for your time and for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're from Morocco. You're in Perth right now, taking part of the Africa Down Under Conference. It was introduced, the Africa Down Under Conference, to raise awareness of Australia's interest in African mining and energy for 16 years now. You represent the OCP delegation. Can you please tell us more about the OCP group?
Of course. Well, as an African company, it was only natural to want to be part of such a large international conference in the mining sector with a real focus on Africa. And it allowed OCP Group and Fosbukura Foundation, which is one of our wholly owned foundations, to meet with many government officials and companies that are operating in Africa. We came to Australia to share our almost 100-year-old experience as a key player in the phosphate industry. And we were very pleased with this great experience that we've been through here.
And so you just talked about the foundation. The social impact of mining activities figures among the priorities of the OCP Foundation, which is a non-profit organization. And these priorities have been presented at the Africa Down Under. Can you tell us more about the foundation's main roles and activities?
Well, Fosbukura Foundation was created in May 2014 to carry out the social and societal commitments of OCP Group in the southern provinces of Morocco, in addition to all these social investments that are already being made by Fosbukura itself. Fosbukura Foundation's main goals is to develop and implement community programs that are focused on 5 tailored programs. There's human development in the southern provinces of Morocco, and social development to enhance education, training, and to facilitate health access in the region. Just as an example, the foundation has more than 11,000 young people that benefit from the capacity building programs, and almost 44,000 patients are already being treated through health access programs. It also focuses on dryland agriculture to improve the Saharan agriculture and to preserve the environment with camel health campaigns that treat over 96,000 camels and agricultural caravans that benefit local camel breeders and farmers. They also have, Fosbukura Foundation also has entrepreneurship programs to encourage business initiatives and local development, with over 5,000 people that are being trained to become entrepreneurs, and lots of funding of local cooperatives and local projects. And it also carries another program that is focused on culture and sports to support talents and to promote local culture while also empowering women through sports. And its final focus is on urban development. For instance, with a major project that's called the Fumulwed Technopole, and it's meant to be a smart city that covers 600 hectares with a construction phase that already involves almost 2 million mandates and more than 1,200 permanent jobs that were just created thanks to this new project in the southern provinces of Morocco.
So the foundation activities are mainly focusing in and for Morocco.
Absolutely. They're actually mainly focused on the southern provinces of Morocco because OCP Group already has another foundation, which is called OCP Foundation, and this one is focused on the remainder of the territory, of the Moroccan territory.
And we talked about Fosbukura Foundation. There is also the OCP Foundation, which is part of the OCP Group, but it's different, right?
Yes. Well, there is Fosbukura, which is a company. This mm-hmm. is a wholly owned subsidiary of OCP Group that is operating our southern mine in the south. And you also have OCP Foundation, which is a foundation of OCP Group that is focused on the northern part of Morocco. And then we have Fosbukura Foundation, which focuses on the southern parts of Morocco.
The OCP Group is one of the leading exporters of phosphate rock, phosphoric acid, and fertilizer in the world. What are you mainly sharing at the Africa Down Under Conference framework in Perth?
Well, we came to Australia to share our great story because we do a lot as a company worldwide, but we also have a real focus on Africa. And just to tell you a bit about our operations, we're the world's leading producers and exporters of phosphate in all of its forms, and that includes phosphate fertilizers. We produce all sorts of types of adapted fertilizers that are meant to enrich the soil and to increase sustainably crop yields. We employ directly more than 23,000 people, which makes us the largest corporate employer in Morocco. We contribute to over 20% of Morocco's exports and to roughly 5% of Morocco's GDP. We have exclusive access to the world's largest phosphate reserves, and they're all located in Morocco. It's basically 50 billion tons of phosphate reserves out of 70 billion tons of phosphate reserves worldwide. And we operate phosphate rock mines in three key locations in Morocco. Khribga, which is in the northern part, that represents 43% of Morocco's phosphate reserves. We have Gentour, which represents 37%. And there's Mescala, but it's not currently operated, and this represents 18%. These mines are all located in the northern parts of Morocco. And then you have Boukra in the southern provinces of Morocco. This represents 2% of Morocco's phosphate reserves. So we have a 44 million tons capacity annually, and we have several hundred years of production at our current production rates. And we are very lucky because we're fully integrated across all segments of our value chain. We have customers in over 80 countries on all five continents, and we have more than 50 affiliates and joint ventures internationally with very reputable companies such as Jacobs, DuPont, IBM, and amongst others. As for Africa, the reason why we came to this conference is because OCP Group embarked on a mission to pursue South-South cooperation with fellow African countries and to contribute to Africa's agricultural developments. So we made massive investments in fertilizer production capacities that are really dedicated to Africa. And we're pushing a lot for customized fertilizers to be tailored to local soils and to crops. Just to give you an idea, we have a $2.4 billion fertilizer complex that we will work on, that we will build in collaboration with the government of Ethiopia. And this will serve the Ethiopian farmers. And we're actually currently finalizing a similar fertilizer project in Nigeria that will also allow the creation of more than 25,000 jobs locally. So we're really focused on Africa. And we want to have units. We already have units that are entirely dedicated to Africa, and we want to have more because we need to address the African markets as a land that has a lot of growth potential, and it has specific needs. And that's the reason why we're really investing heavily in developing new formula for adapted fertilizers. We also have a presence in 16 countries in Africa with 10 subsidiaries across the continent. And we have a wholly owned subsidiary called OCP Africa that is entirely dedicated to the African markets. And one of the great things we also did was to train dozens of thousands of farmers across Africa on good agricultural practices. So we're trying to do a lot as a responsible mine and operator. And we hope that others will be inspired by this and want to do the same.
And how the OCP Group and Foundation are having an impact here in Australia?
Well, Australia and New Zealand, as a matter of fact, are longtime customers of ours. OCP Group has been selling phosphate log to these two countries for over 20 years. And we're currently working on a partnership with Queensland University. And we're assessing other opportunities as well in the near future. You guys are great in R&D in Australia. We have a lot of areas to collaborate on with your institutions, and that's why we're very pleased with this first experience, and we look forward to a great future by collaborating with Australian institutions and companies.
Mrs. Elazhawi, thank you so much for talking to us about the important conference and your presence there.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes.
It helps other people to find us.